This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi emphasized that harvest festivals like Pongal strengthen the spirit of Ek Bharat Shreshth Bharat. Mr. Modi was speaking after participating in the celebrations of the harvest festival of Pongal organized at the residence of Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, in New Delhi yesterday. He said Pongal celebrates the vibrant Tamil culture and bond with nature. He asserted that Tamil culture is a shared heritage of the entire nation and humanity at large.
हमारी तमिल संस्कृति पूरे भारत की साझी विरासत है इतना ही नहीं पूरी मानवता की ये साझी विरासत है मैं एक भारत श्रेष्ठ भारत की जिस भावना की बात करता हूं उसे पोंगल जैसे पर्व और सशक्त बनाते हैं साथियों दुनिया की लगभग सभी सभ्यताओं में फसलों से जुड़ा कोई न कोई उत्सव मनाया जाता है तमिल संस्कृति में किसान को जीवन का आधार माना गया है
The Prime Minister highlighted that Pongal, which gave the message of maintaining harmonious balance with nature, has emerged as a global festival cherished by the Tamil community world over. He said the festival celebrates the hard work of the country's farmers. Prime Minister Modi has said farmers are strong partners in nation building and that their efforts are greatly strengthening the campaign for a self-reliant India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the 28th Conference of Speakers and Presiding Officers of the Commonwealth in New Delhi today. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will chair the conference. 61 speakers and presiding officers of 42 Commonwealth countries and 4 semi-autonomous parliaments will attend the conference. India has strongly advised its nationals to avoid travelling to Iran as the security situation in the country has deteriorated further. Ministry of External Affairs, MEA, in a fresh advisory said, in view of the ongoing developments in Iran, Indian nationals are once again strongly advised to avoid travel to the Islamic Republic of Iran until further notice. The Embassy of India in Tehran, in an advisory said, in view of the evolving situation in Iran, Indian nationals who are currently in the country, be it students, pilgrims, business persons and tourists, are advised to leave Iran by available means of transport, including commercial flights. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar received a phone call from his Iranian counterpart, Sayyed Abbas Araghchi, last night. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that both the sides discussed the situation in and around Iran. Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan chaired a high-level meeting in Jammu to review the overall security arrangements and assess the progress of ongoing anti-terror operations in the region. Akashwani Jammu correspondent reports that Govind Mohan arrived in Jammu on a two-day visit along with senior central government officials and proceeded directly to the convention centre to chair the security review. The meeting was attended by Intelligence Bureau Director Tapan Deka, Director General Border Security Force Praveen Kumar, CRPF Director General GP Singh, Director General J&K Police Nalin Prabhat, besides senior officers from the Army, Police, Civil Administration and Intelligence Agencies. Security officials briefed the Home Secretary on major anti-terror operations currently underway, particularly in high-altitude areas and forest belts of the Jammu region. Voting for the general elections to 29 municipal corporations across Maharashtra will be held today. The elections will be held for 2,869 seats across 893 wards. Polling will take place from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., while counting of votes will begin at 10 a.m. on January 16th at respective locations. And that's the end of this news bulletin.